Hello, my name is Chris Robertson, and today I will be talking about The Incredibles. Recently, The Incredibles 2 came out, and before I wanted to go see that, I made sure that I rewatched The Incredibles because I was born in 2003, and the movie came out in 2004, and I know I saw it numerous times as a child, but it was that little phase that everybody has when they're 2 to 3 years old, where they can see stuff and they can do stuff, but they won't necessarily remember it in the future. It's just kind of like that. And I'm sorry to say that The Incredibles was part of that little span of my life where I would do stuff and then I'd forget about it. But I do remember it being a part of my childhood, so I revisited it. And I love it. It's so good. I watched it before I saw The Incredibles 2, and then I watched The Incredibles 2. And then after The Incredibles 2, it made me want to watch it again. So I watched it again last night. And it's just amazing. It's an amazing movie. And I think one of the most amazing things about it is that it's a Pixar movie. But it doesn't feel like a Pixar movie at all. It's just an amazing action movie. And talking about the action, it's honestly some of the best put to film. The set pieces, the way it's directed, the way it's shot, the sound editing, which it won an Oscar for, is just brilliant. I love it so much. There's something so nostalgic about it. There's this one scene where Dash is running away from these, like, these weird little razor spinning flying devices things, and he's running super fast, and he runs right into this, like, giant lake thing. And he looks away because he knows he's going to fall through the water. And then he just continues running, and he notices that he's running on water. And he just has this hysterical laugh that just comes out. And it's just so good. Like, everything about, I don't know, everything about the action is just so good. And I'll remember that scene for the rest of my life, because I do remember loving that scene when I was a kid. There's also a really good scene with Mr. Incredible, where he meets the, I believe it's called the Omnidroid, for the first time on the island, and he messes up his back and he starts complaining about that, and then the Omnidroid grabs him and pulls him and it cracks his back, and then he just laughs, and then he just takes down the robot. I don't know, there's something about the way that the humor is mixed in with the action and the powers and everything. It's just so good. The final action scene in, I think it's called Metroville is the city that they live in. Metroville, where the Omnidroid is sent to the city and starts destroying stuff. It's so good. I love it. The sound editing, the way it concludes, everybody using their powers. It's just so classic. Everything about it is so good. I love it so much. One thing about this movie that I noticed when I rewatched it is that the voice acting is really intense. Like, the classic throw me scene, the way that, I don't know what her name is, but the lady that plays Helen, or Elastigirl, the way that she just screams throw me is just, like, something about it. And then you have these arguments between these characters, like the scene where they're in the van and they're driving down the highway and they're trying to get to where the Omnidroid is. Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl are arguing about which way to go, and they're just screaming at each other, like, super loud, and it's super realistic. That's what makes it so good, is the realism that comes with the great voice acting in this movie. It's so good, and I love everything about it. And there's so many classic lines. Like I said, throw me, and then you have the you sly dog, you have me monologuing syndrome. Just all this stuff. It's just so good. Like, Super Duper Dad from Violet. Oh, it's so classic. Something about it is just so good. And I love it. I love it so much. And it's extremely rewatchable, too. That's one thing you notice about it. Because I watched it twice in the span of, like, 2 weeks. It's just because it's so good. The villain, Syndrome, is awesome. And a really just great villain. He has a great story, great motives. He used to be a hero, and now he is a villain, but he wants to be portrayed as a hero, which I think is a really smart story choice. And it's just, everything about it is just so good. I love it so much. But also, I feel sad to admit this, but I did not know this movie took place in the 60s until like last week. And the 60s aesthetic and the 60s vibes and everything about the sound effects and just the music, which the score is legendary, one of the best, I think, honestly. It's just so good. Everything about it is just top notch. I love it so much. I'm going to give The Incredibles an A+.